כן, אז אנחנו בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 580.
Yes, we're in writings of בעל הסולם. In article שמעתי 71, my soul shall weep in secret. 71, my soul shall weep in secret.
במסתרים תבכה נפשי מפני גם.
My soul shall weep in secret for your pride, for the pride of Israel. He asks, is there crying before the Creator? After all, strength and gladness are in His place. We must understand the matter of crying above. Crying is in a place where one cannot help oneself. Then one cries that the other will help him. The meaning of in secret is concealments and the contradictions that appear in the world. This is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, since all is in the hands of heaven, but for the fear of heaven. Our sages said about this that there is crying in the inner homes. This means that when the light shines only in the interior and there is no outward disclosure of light for lack of kelim, vessels in the lower ones so they can receive, then there is weeping. However, in the outer homes, when the light can be revealed outward, when the abundance becomes revealed below to the lower ones, then strength and gladness are in His place, and everything is seen. Yet, when He cannot bestow upon the lower ones, it is called weeping, since He needs the kelim of the lower ones. Once again, we're going to read Article 71. My soul shall weep in secret. My soul shall weep in secret for your pride, for the pride of Israel.
Meaning, what's the problem? We have pride in people, and because of that, they cannot reveal the Creator, the connection of the Creator with them. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it leads us to the crying, and the crying itself is the beginning of the correction. He asks, is there crying before the Creator? After all, strength and gladness are in His place. We must understand the matter of crying above. Crying is in a place where one cannot help oneself. Then, one cries that the other will help him. The meaning of in secret is concealments and the contradictions that appear in the world. This is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, since all is in the hands of heaven, but for the fear of heaven. Our sages said about this that there is crying in the inner homes. This means that when the light shines only in the interior, and there is no outward disclosure of light for lack of kelim, vessels in the lower ones, so they can receive, then there is weeping. However, in the outer homes, when the light can be revealed outward, when the abundance becomes revealed below to the lower ones, then strength and gladness are in His place,
and everything is seen. Yet, when he cannot bestow upon the lower ones, it is called weeping, since he needs the vessels of the lower ones.
Questions? No questions, because this needs to be felt. What is he saying? These such speeches from Bala Sulam, he says them towards a certain specific, unique state. And if you're not in that state, then it's kind of, it doesn't touch. What is he saying here? My soul shall weep in secret for your pride, for the pride of Israel. Meaning one that yearns for the Creator, called Israel, direct to the Creator, then enters into states of pride, where all of a sudden one's will to receive grows. And then, specifically from entering this pride, the greater will to receive, he no longer has connection with the Creator. That's called concealment. And then, when he feels and understands that he's in concealment, from that comes to him the crying that he's in concealment.
Well,
certainly it's not crying like in our world where we cry with tears. That also could be, but the thing is, crying is a sign of katnut, of smallness. And he asks, Bala Sulam seemingly asks, is there crying before the Creator? After all, strength and gladness are in his place. How could it be that I will stand before the Creator crying? We need to understand the matter of crying above. The matter of crying is in a place where one cannot help oneself. Oneself, he cannot help. Then one cries that the other will help him. In concealment, in secret. What does it mean, in secret my soul shall weep? What is that meaning? The meaning of in secret is concealments and contradictions that appear in the world. The path is concealed for me. The Creator, I myself don't understand. I don't feel. I discover that I'm confused and don't know what I belong to. Well, like a small one, like a child, like a little child. And this is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, since all is in the hands of heaven, but for the fear of heaven. And this is where we discover the fear of heaven. Where does it start from? From me feeling myself being lost. Yes? So just like little children, that's when they yearn to be next to the big ones, next to the adults. The child wants to enter into his mother for her to embrace him. That's for him then the most necessary thing. And we also need the Creator that way. And this is the meaning. And our sages said about this, that there is crying in the inner homes. That when, this means that when the light shines only in the interior, and there's no outward disclosure of light, for the lack of vessels in the lower ones, so they can receive, then there's weeping. A lack of kelim, of vessels. However, in the outer homes, when the light can be revealed outward, when the abundance becomes revealed below to the lower ones, then strength and gladness are in his place. We see everything. Everything is seen. Yet when he cannot bestow upon the lower ones, this is called weeping, since he needs the vessels of the lower ones. Actually, the article is very simple. My soul shall weep in concealment. The Creator is concealed. I cannot reveal the qualities of bestowal, and therefore a state of weeping, of katnut, of smallness is revealed, which is a good state, because then I feel that I have the ability to advance I must advance, and just like a small one that then runs to his mother, to the big ones, to hug him, to give him the addition of certain security. That's how we need to annul before the group, before the Creator, as only in such a way we will come to the resolution of this situation, and then the Creator can be revealed to us somewhat.
Good
morning, Rav. It's not clear the connection between pride and concealment. Because a person is in pride, then what, the Creator punishes him?
The Creator never punishes. The Creator never punishes. He always advances. Only we say it in such a way that he's punishing. That's one thing. The second thing, how can he advance us? Only by growing in us more and more and more will to receive. And we reveal ourselves as more egotistical, more distant to him, more opposite him, a not good state. We cry from all kinds of rejections, whether it's in order to receive or even in order to bestow, that we're not capable. And that's how we find ourselves in such a way. All together, through these curving turns, we see how the Creator is managing us in a purposeful way. Although it's not direct to the goal, because we are not capable of advancing to the goal in a direct manner, and you know that the goal is opposite to us. So how can we advance to that which is opposite me, to that which I hate, to what I am afraid of? I'm not capable. I'm not capable of being in that. How can I progress towards the goal, as this is a terrible, terrible goal? Certainly I don't want it. Let's say this is the goal. The goal. And I am here, and I wanted to get to it. How can I move forward in a direct way? It is a certainty that I cannot. It's for sure that I cannot. I cannot. That's the whole problem. If I could get there directly, then...
Wait, Rav, why can't I?
Why can't you? Who are you? What do you have?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Then I'll tell you. This here is your ego. Your ego.
Ego. Ratzon likabel.
The will to receive. And here's the Creator. He wants completely to bestow. So how can you come close, even somewhat come closer to the Creator? In what measures? Tell me. How can you? You have nothing. But what we do, Gilad can explain this to you, because he was a captain in the Navy. What do we call it?
Kabarnit?
Kabarnit. Yes, he was a captain.
Rav Chovel.
Yes, a captain.
Captain, no. Captain.
Yes, he was the captain of a missile ship. He's a big captain. He had a ship, a warship, and he managed it. Yes? So, ask him how you advance against the desire, against the goal. In, we call it galses, where you advance this way, in an angle against the wind. like this, and like this, and like this, and like this. Because you can't go directly. You can't advance in a direct way. But somewhat. A little in receiving, a little in bestowing, a little in receiving, so you can advance. And this is how we will get to the goal. Do you hear? I hope. Yes. And that's how we get there, like this. And therefore, when we get to the goal, we also, well, until we don't truly get there, until we enter the goal, we are not certain that we are in a direct manner or entering the right direction, because our direction is never correct. You understand that our direction is never correct? Because how could it be that this direction is correct? Or this direction is correct? This direction? We always have questions. Yes? We always have questions. And in the last stage, when we enter the goal, it's not us that enter. Because that's as if we're advancing towards the right direction. Never till the last moment when we enter into the complete adhesion with the Creator, we can't know that that's how it is. We can't. But rather, what's ahead of us, we don't know. All of a sudden, it opens and we enter. Therefore, this is our work, to believe that we are advancing correctly according to which signs? External signs. External signs that we cannot sail directly towards the goal, but rather in order to bestow towards the Creator. It's impossible. It's opposite us. This is truly the greatest minus, and this is the greatest positive, plus. We can't do this. Rather, only in a way that we can bestow in order to bestow. Later, to receive in order to bestow. But in all kinds of ways. Partial ways. Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the coarseness. And that's how we receive the greater and greater fulfillments of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Echida. And in such a way, each time, slice after slice after slice. That's our work. So, that's why we shouldn't be concerned with that.
Ken.
Last question, Rav. The pride that's being talked about here, is it pride that he himself thinks that he can go and attain the goal? Is that the pride? Where I myself can go and get there alone without the friends and all that, I can.
Yes, especially so. Pride is when a person separates himself from the ten and thinks that he himself advances or doesn't advance, and how can he advance without taking into account that all the progress is only to the center of the ten in connection between them. Yes, that's a problem. And it's always deceiving us. All the time, truly, we're in this. Each time we need to seemingly listen again. What can we do?
No, Florida.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. How exactly do we speed this process up?
Only by work in connection in the 10. I have nothing more to say. All the time, to be more and more internal, together. I don't need to be in a physical hug with the friends. No. But I need to feel that my soul, yes, that the soul has no physical distances like this world, that we can all be connected. And all these external matters that we are given is only that such that by the annulment of these external conditions, that we shall connect in one heart. As one man in one heart. Carmiel.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends.
Мы работаем в десятке все вместе, то есть продвигаемся все вместе. А Творец.
We work together in the ten. We're all advancing together, and the Creator is revealed right away to all the ten or to each friend in a personal way.
As much as each one annuls himself before the friends, they can be privileged with adhesion with the Creator.
PT9. If we can see the diagram, Rav, can you explain maybe when we're sailing against the wind? I thought that you can't work directly against the will to receive, against the ego. And here it seems like you can't advance directly towards bestowal.
By what am I going, what, in these waves, in these directions? You're asking, how can I go like this and then like that, right?
That too, yes.
Okay, so it's clear that I can't go directly, right, to attack the desire to bestow. Yes, that I must acquire it, to ride upon it. But I can't. I have nothing with to do this. But if I'm going in a manner that I am combining my will to receive with qualities of the friends in which the Creator is illuminating, then I am already going in an angle, in a tangent. What do I have here in this angle against my ego? How can it be? It's only by this that I participate with the friends. In my participation with them, I have nothing more other than this that I have here, annulment. In my will to receive, and connection with the friends as much as possible physically. Yes? And then, on all these efforts, not that I am succeeding, efforts, then the light that reforms illuminates, surrounding light. And then I'm going not directly, but indirectly. I cannot go straight. I cannot go directly.
The feeling, but what does it mean that I have to do a turn? Or what am I feeling?
I feel that I have no choice. I have one means to rise above my ego. This that I will annul before the friends. And also in this action, I have nothing that I will annul myself. Yes? Rather, on this, I'm awakening upon myself. According to how much I will annul myself towards them, I will awaken upon myself the upper influence, the upper light. And then it will, in a bit, change me, take me off my ego for my will to receive. And such I can progress.
Another question about that angle, we also want to go as the most efficient is to do small deviations.
We need to realize what we are given. The Creator measures both in the intensity and the manner of each and every disturbance upon which we will build our progress in an angle. and also a person himself. He has before him maybe such opportunities, but he's incapable of annulling himself, even corporeally. He's incapable of annulling himself. What will he do? And then he makes a compromise somehow, each and everyone. But in this, he determines nonetheless how he progresses.
But Rav, we also say that you have to go above reason. So if I'm measuring, I will always think that I can't or don't want, yes? So how, on the other hand, enters here the matter of above reason?
You don't have above reason here yet. You need here to make, maybe this you're calling above reason, that you need to annul yourself, right? To make annulment. To make annulment. But in this annulment, you, you're still not, I don't know how to say this, in this, you are still not. You're not finding yourself. You're not bringing yourself out. You need to invite to draw the light to reforms. Maybe I don't understand your question.
It kind of sounds like in the matter of sailing. I know it. I've been on a ship. So I understand how you have to measure when to turn. But here it's not clear how to implement this thing.
To realize in the 10 that your annulment towards the 10, this annulment is actually going together with this, that the Creator is illuminating into the 10, because the 10 is a whole manner, a whole matter on his part. He sees it in the end of correction, corrected. So this, that I want to progress from this point to this point, yes? Then the Creator sees us in this point. Let's say 2. Right, and we are here, number one. So there is annulment from my part here, that I am willing to annul myself according to what he has formed before me. And he placed before me the 10, and he operates upon me through the 10. And as much as I will want it, I then invite upon myself from above, from there, I invite upon myself the light that reforms, surrounding light. And then that's how we advance. Afterwards, we're going to learn with you how it occurs with the Sefirot, how we truly do it, because it's a science, it's the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not that you need here to somehow make some actions above nature. No, this is the upper nature, that you are activating forces that will change your nature. All right.
Summarize, there's two actions. There's an annulment and prayer. The attraction is not...
It's all together. The operation of annulment includes in it a few actions, yes. But the main thing is to incorporate with the 10, because then also the Creator from above also operates on the 10. You want to enter under the influence of the Creator, incorporate towards the 10.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, is going against the wind in spirituality, is that in our nature?
No, it's not in our nature, and it's not in our mind. It's not according to the mind.
That's it.
You have before you a mountain. You need to continue onwards, beyond it. So what is the wisdom telling you? Go around it and keep going. Why do you need to climb it and go down?
There's
a quote in Russian that the wise one doesn't go on the mountain to continue. He goes around it. And that's what we need to do. We are forbidden to work against our ego, our will to receive, in a direct manner. But in the ten, when we make actions that we are capable of performing, in this we're obligating the Creator that He will perform the actions of correction. That's called, my sons have won me over. Friends, I don't know. You want me to dance before you, and then maybe you'll understand a bit more? More than this, I don't know what to say. In any case, we still have Mach 3.
Hello,
Rav. A question from a friend. When I ask for help from the Creator, do I turn to them or?
Good question. When I turn to the ten, I turn in the intention that I want to bestow to the Creator, and I request of Him to bestow upon my annulment to the ten. Influence my annulment to the ten. That I shall annul myself towards the ten. Now I can be sure that in the extent of my annulment, the Creator is influencing me and correcting me. All right. Okay.
Oh, PT 10.
Well, we still have PT 10.
Can I ask according to the drawing? When the person's advancing, when I'm advancing, I don't see all that big picture ahead of me. There's always just one side that is always straight, and it's according to the state that's put before me. Now, my question is this inversion, this flip in changing direction, is that the points of recognition of evil and beginning of prayer? Is that where we start all over again?
Yes, this is the Creator doing. We only need to be aimed at the center of the society and be annulled there with no mind or reason, as much as possible to be there, truly lose ourselves there. And the rest is not important to us, because there, within it, is the Creator. Within my nation, I am found. It is the salvation from every state. PT 19.
Thank you, Rav. A question from the 10. What is this crying and what's that feeling? What's the cry? Crying.
Repulsion is when I feel that I'm not desired, unwanted. Oh, crying. Crying is, yes, crying, it's a sign of smallness. It's a sign of despair, not finding oneself, don't know what to do, that there is nothing in my eyes. Crying is, on one hand, that I have force. I have intensity, force. And I know what I want to reach, but I have no opportunity, no ability to reach it. I don't see the way, the path. So meaning, no direction. That's the problem. And then I am like in a fork in the road and crying. Could be from lack of forces and also from lack of direction. And it could also be from lack of group. That I don't see towards whom I can annul. Because I cannot annul towards the Creator. That's unattainable in my eyes, rather only towards the friends. And so to annul towards them, that's what I need. And whomever reaches the wisdom of Kabbalah It's very hard for them, very hard. Those who are outside, when they hear about such things, they think, what's the problem, right? But towards the group, that's hard.
Thank you, Rav.
All right, what else are we going to do? No time for anything else. PT18.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, can you give an example in our work in the 10, what is an internal vessel and an external vessel?
Where do you see that?
The end of the article, we talked about internal and external vessels.
It's not important. Don't get confused. Whatever is not scrutinized in the article is not scrutinized. That's it. We'll see it on the way if we need.
Moscow 4.
Спасибо, Рав. Ну, по-моему, только что ответили.
Thank you, Rav.
Внутренняя часть.
Когда будь здоров.
I think you already answered.
Когда будь здоров, если ответил.
So be healthy. If I already answered, then be healthy.
Thanks, Rav. I will ask quickly. So my friend asks, it is written in the article secretly, but on the other hand, Creator hears everything. Therefore, this doesn't feel very secret. How is this secrecy? My friend asks.
Where I feel that the Creator is concealed.
That I feel that the Creator is concealed, and this seemingly is because of my pride. Yes, that I reveal some interest. Towards the spiritual path, and so the Creator is concealed. And then I cannot do anything because that's what's revealed. But when I cry, meaning I'm revealing a weakness towards it, then by this I'm actually saving myself, that I am annulling towards the Upper One and He shows me the way. Moscow 7.
Это ощущение, это состояние, это в усилиях человека достигается или это свыше к нему приходит?
Ма.
Плач.
Does it come to him from above?
Не, я сказал плач.
It's like crying.
Алакох цудек.
The customer is always right. They are revealing that they want to annul towards the group and they're incapable. Something is stopping them. And you know that you must do it, but incapable. And then you burst out crying. That's it. The mind understands, but the emotion doesn't allow.
Tov, Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
L'Rav. There are those in the 10 that are, it's easier for them to manage their ego, and there are those that it's very difficult. How does one will help his friend work in such a thing?
Well, turn to Rabash and his social articles, and there you'll find the answers. It's a correct question, but the answers are there. All the wisdom of Kabbalah actually speaks of connection between the friends, because that's the vessel for revelation of the Creator.
No, Kiev 1, Meyer.
Kiev 1, quickly.
Yes, dear Rav. According to your diagram, this goal, what is it in the 10? How do we always...
If we will come closer, will incorporate, will adhere between us as much as possible. In this, we are close to connection also between us to the Creator, and then He will be revealed in us more and more in all the degrees of Na'an Chai, till the end of correction. He will control us, fill us in a mutual manner of us towards Him and Him towards us in a whole manner. And now let's quickly turn to the women.
From Moscow 18 group. How to deal with pride in the work of self-annulment.
You need to understand that in my pride, I'm not rewarded with anything. I'm not benefiting anything. I'm going down from the degree of Adam, similar to the Creator, getting closer to the Creator, to the degree of beast. And from this, I'm benefiting nothing. Yes.
From Chile 1, what's the best way to return to the Creator, with love or fear?
That depends on the degree of the person. Initially, it is more in fear, and afterwards, more in love.
Last question from Moscow 18. It's written, everything is from above, except for fear of heaven. Is the crying going to bring us to what's necessary?
Correct. But not that we do it artificially. We want a connection, and we operate towards connection. And then as a result of that, we attain how much we don't want it, and how much we're incapable and not worthy of it. And such, we finally reach a state of despair, and only from this great descent that we're not ready for anything, not worthy of anything, then we are ready for a true scream to the Creator, and He saves us.
Thank you.
That's it. Okay, so now we'll have a workshop. Wait, and before workshop, I wanted to say, what date?
On
the 25th of the month, I'm having a meeting with the Italian group. And I'm very much requesting, don't come from any place other than Italy. Because I heard from a few of our friends in Europe that they want to fly to this meeting. But please, no. This meeting, it will also be broadcasted, yes, to the whole world. And you will receive you will get links to it and an announcement ahead of time, but don't come there physically if you're not from Italy. I'm requesting. This is a meeting that's one-time meeting for 2 hours with the Italian group. I'm obligated towards them, and I obligated myself to this. So, PT3, what do you want to ask?
Rav, about annulment in practice that we talked about all lesson long, each time there's seemingly a clash between practical annulment, which is expressed through external actions, or those that are internal actions.
In a group, it's also in an external manner. In any case, in the group, both in the mind, in the body and in the soul, or we can say we need to reveal the connection between us. And so if I can help the friends physically, I'm doing it. And even more so in all my prayers towards the Creator that I am praying towards them.
What is even more? What? Is there like a preference? Is there a priority?
Preference, priority, that I will turn to the Creator towards them, that the Creator will help everyone all together to be connected between us. That's the most important thing. And this connection that we want to attain is in order to give contentment to the Creator, like good kids that want to be playing nicely. Yes, to give contentment to mother.
And the physical actions.
Physical, if possible, yes. Meals, helping in study and understanding the lesson, yes.
And that needs to support. Could there be a situation where I have an opportunity for a physical action and I give it up because I prefer an internal action?
I don't think, but it needs to be together, if possible. If possible, together.
Thank you.
What else? Gilad, do you have something?
Maybe it's worthwhile to ask a workshop question.
Of course. So how do we, from now onwards, continue or begin, doesn't matter, to realize this matter of the connection in the group, that there we're giving room for the Creator to be revealed? That's actually what these two short articles that what Bala Sulam writes. Look how small they are and how big they are, that they're truly opening up for us so much, from a small hole to an entrance to infinity. So please, what was the question again?
How through the work in the group do we enable the Creator, make room for the Creator to
enter us? So please, all the best.
So we received two gifts today, two articles that we can engage with. Rav explained very beautifully how we need to chew them between us, to read even 10 times, talk about it again and again, agree, not agree, argue, until we come to something common that will become chewing. And the addition, I think, that we have to see how we continue to chew it, even when we're outside of our Zoom meetings, but between our physical meetings, how we don't let that work stop.
Yes, then the principle or the condition that has that was repeated again and again over the course of the lesson is annulment towards the friends that will bring to connection between the friends. This is the condition that the Creator can be revealed in the connection between us, where we have the mutual annulment towards one another.
This annulment has many forms, especially since we're in the 10, since each has different flavors, different forms, and we need to adapt ourselves to enable this connection to flow and to draw the light.
Excellent. I am feeling truly that we're continuing all the scrutinies. Shamati is really placing a person in a very clear point. Him towards the Creator, but you know, ultimately it's towards the friends, towards the 10, where the scrutiny is. Snake, rod, sanctity, other side, it's all a bit in the connection between us more and more in annulment. And I'm feeling here that the goal here is how do we increase in quality? Because in quantity, everybody is truly doing everything that's possible, and where there's more opportunities that we give work. But quality is the place where we need to complete more and more in the Zooms and between the moments where we are together.
All our focus is in the work between us in the 10, the only connection that we have to the Creator. And despite all the confusions, to discover that the moment we can do this, demand.
Yes, once
again, the emphasis to where must I be directed? Where am I? Where the friends are? And how much there is no flaw in them, ever. Cannot be. And that's the basis for the work.
Connection in the center of the ten with the friends. Lower and drop the boundaries, the partitions. Here we get all kinds of rejections, which is the opportunity to turn to the Creator and make that turn. And then the Creator enters between us. The moment there's a prayer and an opening of the heart, specifically due to the resistance, when we do that, we feel that there's a general force of the nature that enters there and connects.
Yes, we're always listening to the advice of Rabash. The foundation is through this. Annulment, incorporation, to always remember the greatness of the friends. And if you see some flaw in the friend, it's actually in me. I need correction. And keep going forward, working on connection internally and externally.
Yes, because it actually continues the discussion we started yesterday, how Baal HaSulam is placing before us these matters. Many of them are really above our heads, but we need to play in that direction. We need to take the things that he writes and to try to play, even though in the end there's always, you're asking someone and ask a question of Rav, but you can't explain this, and that you won't be able to I can't describe that feeling, and that you won't understand. In the end, we have to, between us, make the efforts in order to discover these things that Baal HaSulam is talking about. And this takes place where we constantly improve this game that we're doing between us, on the annulment and the request and giving an example to friends and inviting the Creator, and to understand, to remember that the Creator is the connection between us. It's not some, you know, nullifying before some Creator. It's towards the connection between us. That's the quality of bestowal. That's his revelation.
Yes, and we must turn to him and request of him that same annulment. It's all in his hands, that he should help us in this place, that where we all need to annul, that all of us can do this work, and to always be directed towards the center of the group, the connection, that this is the most dear thing to us.
And announcements today at 10 till 10:30 a.m. Israel time. Inner look with Rav, and the news with Rav after that. And we'll conclude the song. אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות את הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים
Don't share the pain. No choice but to change. Let's learn how to give. Make no mistake. It's not just a theory. With love we are set free. This law is so clear.